When Wilmington City Council recently backed away from voting on an anti-gang ordinance, Earl Sheridan sided with the cautious majority. This was after an attorney from the American Civil Liberties Union spoke up, saying the mandate could provide new opportunities for abuse or discrimination. The intention to give law enforcement officers more latitude in banning gangs from public parks.
We wanted to make sure that this was a constitutional measure.
Sheridan says he wants to see an ordinance that will give police another tool to combat gang activity. But part of the solution, he says, is improving the relationship between members of law enforcement and members of the community.
One of the things that help police in dealing with gangs or any kind of crime problem is good trust between the police and the communities that they police. And so we want there to be that good relationship. It's not a good relationship when communities think that police are profiling folks or pulling people over or questioning people or harassing people just because of the way that they look.
Once the language in the ordinance is tightened, says Sheridan, he's confident it will pass. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.